bid, and we are running another train tonight after the game. It's sort of our first foray into this. We are running a train that will leave 45 minutes after this, whatever time the game ends, whether it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, it will leave 45 minutes after the game ends, and we'll make all stops south to Oceanside. We have Orange County Sheriffs on board the train, and our transit police, or excuse me, our transit supervisors at the station to direct folks. This is something we wanted to do for quite some time. We're trying it out this year, and as the service expansion really gets rolling over the next couple of years, we'll probably do a lot more of this. So we do have a media alert going out. It's on our website, it's on the MetroLink website. You'll receive a board member alert a little bit later today. It's on MetroLink's Twitter site, probably OCTA's Twitter site, all the things I don't really do, but MetroLink's already here. But we're trying to get out there and make announcements on existing trains, as well as notifying all the station cities as well. And when the Angels win the series, and they are in the World Series, we will also make plans for future special trains for the week of
November. Thank you, Daryl.
I think it has been received well. The observation from the field at the station on Tuesday night was that, you know, the game ended about 8:40. We made the decision to run the train 45 minutes later at 9:25. An Amtrak train, regularly scheduled train, came through at 9:10 and picked up a lot of passengers going south. We took less than we had initially planned to go south, but that was just a function of when the game ended. But it is being received rather well, and it'll get better.
What would the Amtrak conductor do with all those Metro tickets?
I'm sure we'll hear that complaint later.
Yes.
Are we reaching out to the ticket holders in any way?
The main way that we're doing it for existing ticket holders is through Twitter, which is a very active following at MetroLink. That's where a lot of information is provided to the existing riders, regular riders, and we're making announcements on the existing trains. So the conductors are making announcements on the existing trains that are operating today.
Can we team up with the Angels or
Anaheim?
You know, we through the city of Anaheim, they have I forget the person's title, but basically all he does is work with the convention center, the Angels, and the Ducks. That information was transferred to him on Tuesday. He shared with the Angels that will happen again today, so they're aware of it. So he's doing that side of it.
And we're going to get better Madam Chair members at this.
Because we'll have more games, right?
Yeah. Well, that's right. This is new, something we're trying out. If we can, you know, attract some riders that wouldn't otherwise and try it out the train, once they try it, people are going to be very, very interested in continuing to use that service.
Yeah. Once you don't have to deal with the traffic going in and out of that stadium, you won't do it.
No, and, for me, I'll be Garden Grove, so I'm going to take the train. Well, I was up in Oakland for the Raiders game over the weekend, and
my condolences.
It is, because the Eagles lost. I went up there for the Eagles game. But yeah, there were thousands and thousands of people using their train, the BART system. It was incredible. I mean, the lines are just going to the train. You can't even move.
And I'm very familiar with that area. I mean, lived and worked in Oakland for a number of years in the early 90s.
My condolences.
I'm very happy to be in Orange County and climate never leave. So, but it that is something that, as we look at what we have the opportunities to do at Angel Stadium, in places like the Coliseum in Oakland, where they really made that connection with both the teams that play there, both the A's and the Raiders, and how the train service is delivered into the stadium area. It's something
So this is like to be like co-parking. I mean, I park at the station and then take the train in. And the only downfall I see to that is they're losing parking revenue, so they may not be too excited to advertise it.
Yeah, I doubt it. People still drive, and they're I was at that game up north, it took me an hour just from the exit of the freeway to get the parking. Even after thousands of other people going on the train, so you'll still.